Blog Talk Radio.
And at that moment, you'll notice you're not as dead as you thought you were. And you'll realize there's nothing more effective for breaking you free than philosophy in action. And when your intent and your actions are in alignment, you can finally stop pointing fingers at everyone and everything else and harness the power within and commence your empowered life with a mindset that screams, I'm free.
Hi, this is Byron Katie.
Hi, this is Dr. John Gray, author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Hi, this is Greg Braden.
Hi, this is Joan Borisenko. I'm author of Your Soul's Compass.
Hi, this is Dan Millman, author of Way of the Peaceful Warrior.
Hi, this is James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy. You've tuned in to a radio show that can truly change your life. It's time to break free from the prison of your negative thoughts and release your greatest self. You're listening to Empowered Living with Steve Marabowie.
A Better Today welcomes you to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Marabowie. In the next hour, Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Marabowie.
Hey, 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 welcome, welcome. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Marabowie. If you want to participate in today's show, no matter where you're listening, no matter how you're listening, you could participate through AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You could also participate through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. Just go to the instant feedback form. Tell us who you are, where you're from. Feel free to ask a question of myself or my guest joining us shortly. Dr. Judith Orloff, international best-selling author of Emotional Freedom. So excited and honored to have her on the show. So Judith will be joining us shortly. So if you have any questions, feel free to participate in this show. But first, I want to say hello to the A Better Today community. Keep doing what you're doing. Never forget the power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. In this day and age, so many people embracing their spirituality. It's a beautiful thing to see, but don't think for one second that that means turn your back on your humanity. There are people out there who need your love, your compassion, your touch. They need you to participate not only in your own journey, but in theirs as well. As Dr. King said, we're all in this together. Either we go up together or we go down together. So let's do as Gandhi said and be the change we wish to see. Get out there and participate. And if I've learned anything in my life, is that one of the most spiritual things you can do is embrace your humanity. Let's get out there and participate. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. And thank you so much for showing it every single day, especially in this day and age when we're seeing earth changes. We live on a living organism, folks. So sometimes she sneezes. Sometimes she needs to stretch her legs. And what our job is when she does sneeze, our job is to say, bless you with our actions. Let's get out there and help each other. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. I want to get to this show. So excited to have Dr. Judith Orloff on. She's a psychiatrist in private practice and an assistant clinical professor of psychiatry at UCLA. She is the best-selling author of Positive Energy, Her Guide to Intuitive Healing and Second Sight, and her book, Emotional Freedom, Liberate Yourself from Negative Emotions and Transform Your Life. We're honored to have her on. Dr. Judith Orloff, welcome to the program.
Great to be on your show.
So we live in a society where it's always talk about physical fitness, but very rarely do we talk about emotional fitness. Very rarely do we talk about emotional freedom. What a fantastic book to write. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's been my pleasure to go on book tour now at this particular time in history, talking about how to liberate yourself from negative emotions, because now is the time to put it into practice. Crisis is opportunity, and this is the perfect time for me to be out talking about emotional freedom to help alleviate our addiction to fear and anxiety and to help bring about more of a state of inner calm. And also one thing I stress, and it's so important for everyone going through this time, is to surround yourself with positive people and fight off the energy vampires, where I have a chapter in the book about that, where you don't want negative people around you now. You have to create a positive, supportive network around yourself to achieve emotional freedom so you're not brought down by all of the negative energy around and all the fear and anxiety that's swirling in our atmosphere.
I love that freeing yourself from the shackles of that fear and insecurity and anxiety. And what this book talks about is, and we talk about freedom, you really talk about stepping up and taking ownership that you are, in fact, not a victim of your circumstance. And you could take ownership and, as you just said, free yourself even from those energy vampires.
That's right. That's right. And as a psychiatrist, the biggest source of energy drain I see comes from relationships. And so it's important, if you want to achieve emotional freedom, is to really take an inventory of your relationships and see who gives you energy and see who drains you. That is an intuitive call. Your body's intuition is telling you how your energy is responding with certain people. And so if you want to get rid of the energy vampires in your life or learn to deal with them in a healthy way, empowered way, rather than just running scared, you first have to identify who they are. And then in this particular chapter, I talk about the types of emotional vampires, and it's important you identify the types you're dealing with so then you can pinpoint strategies to deal with them. Otherwise, you don't want to be in the moment and not know what to do. And what you don't want to just react to people when they press your buttons. The definition of emotional freedom is having a choice about how you respond rather than just reacting when your buttons get pushed.
So we're talking about a conscious look of how we respond and a conscious look of who we're surrounding ourselves and what we're accepting in our life.
Yes, it's being mindful. As a psychiatrist, and I'm also an intuitive, so I combine both traditional psychiatry with intuition. So when patients come in to me, I use all my traditional medical knowledge along with tuning into them with my intuition, which is another source of wisdom that gives me an incredible amount of information about people. And so in the book, I want to teach people how to tune into intuition so that they can use it in service of empowering their own emotional lives. So they're smart about their relationship choices, you know, and really not just come from your head all the time. If you want to heal your emotions and if you really want to get into your deepest self, part of that means going into your deepest inner voice, which is your intuition. And how do you contact that voice, that gut feeling, that sense of knowing, that aha, that sense of danger saying stay away from that person, don't go into business with that person, despite the carrots that are offered to you, despite, you know, the money or the whatever is offered, you know, to be able to say no to things that aren't right intuitively. This will help you to create a life with more emotional freedom and more mindfulness and, as you said, consciousness.
In this kind of economy, and it's a global economy where it really does feed your fear and anxiety, does your intuition also step up and become clearer in these moments?
Well, there's a section in the book about how to tell intuition from fear. And this is a very important skill that people must learn, because what's happening in the news is that they're amping up the fear and anxiety of everyone, and it's throwing people off their intuition. As fear is very seductive, I have a chapter in the book about how to transform fear with courage. But unless you have a defense against fear, it can crowd your consciousness and take you over. Fear is the mother of all negative emotions, anger, frustration, envy, jealousy, depression. It all comes from fear. And so it's important to learn how to tell fear from intuition. And it's on page 167 of Emotional Freedom. And just basically, the signs of a reliable intuition is that intuition conveys information that's neutral, unemotional. People must know that it doesn't come through with high emotion, though you may react to it after the information comes through. It's just simply information. And intuition feels right in your gut. It makes you feel comfortable. And it allows you to it has a compassionate tone and very affirming. And it sometimes gives a clear, crisp impression that are seen first, visually, then felt. Sometimes the seeing comes first. And there's a strange detached sensation that goes along with an intuition, as if you're in a theater watching a movie or observing something. Whereas fear or anxiety is very highly emotionally charged versus the just feeling neutral with an intuition. And it sometimes can have a cruel or demeaning tone where it's putting you down, you know, you're not good enough, that kind of fearful inner dialogue. And it doesn't convey any kind of gut-centered confirmation. And sometimes fear reflects your past psychological wounds. Like, for instance, if you're afraid of intimacy, you might be afraid of social contacts or meeting people or falling in love, you know, if you're afraid of intimacy. So it's important to go back and clear whatever those fears are. But basically, intuition is neutral or compassionate, and fear is highly charged and reflects your psychological issues. So that's important when you're tuning into intuition or using dreams. I have a chapter on dreams and how that can help you with your emotional freedom, remembering dreams. Look for the most neutral kinds of sentences, phrases, or images where you're just observing something, and that will give you your intuitive hit on what you need.
And that's important, the dreams. And you talk about dreams and the importance of dreams. But where do dreams roll? What do the dreams roll when you journal write? A lot of people are journal writing these days, and I'm curious, based on a lot of the feedback, what role journal writing can play in emotional freedom?
Well, there's a technique that I use in the book, and I suggest everyone use. It's keeping a dream journal. And what you do, and this is to remember dreams, and also there's a technique in the book to ask a question before you go to sleep at night and then have your dream answer it and write it down in the morning. As I look at dreams as problem solvers, and really as revolutionary states of consciousness. But in terms of journaling, you get a beautiful dream journal, one that you really love. You love the way it looks. It's not just another journal. It's just devoted exclusively to dreams. You keep it by the bed. You have a pen there. And before you go to sleep at night, you ask a question. Now, let's say you have a business decision you have to make. Now, should I go with this partner, let's say, you know, or anything? But only ask one question, because if you ask more than one question, then the answer gets confused in the morning in the dream. So ask one question, then go to sleep. And in the morning, the secret to remembering dreams is to stay in what's called the hypnagogic state between sleep and waking, which is the state between when you're half asleep, half awake, and then you can remember your dreams and yet still have conscious awareness. So see whatever floats into your consciousness, immediately write it down in your journal without censoring it, without being critical or analyzing it. You just get it down, you know, because the mind could come in and say, oh, this is so weird, I think I'll admit this, omit this, I think I'll admit that, or, you know, this is too embarrassing, I'll leave this part out. You don't want the critical mind involved with writing down your dreams. You want to get down the most embarrassing, the most anxious, you know, the most neutral, everything. You want to get it all down and then see directly how it relates to the question. And it can give you incredibly innovative solutions. You know, your dreams can. So go back to the question and see how it relates. And you can do this every night for a week. But journaling is key. I've done dream journaling since I've been a little girl, where I keep a dream journal right by my bed. And the first thing I do every single morning, no matter where I am, including on this book tour, I remember my dreams. And that's how I start the day, because it's so truthful and so rich and so powerful that I want to start the day with that tone, you know, something real, you know, rather than, you know, a lot of times people get up and their to-do list is wandering around in their mind and it's starting to amp up. You see, you don't want to start out the day with that. You want to start out the day with something more positive and then go about the day from a very centered place.
What role does our body and our body's way of communicating with us, what role does that play in emotional freedom?
The body is a huge intuitive receptor, and a big part of my teachings in the book and with my patients is how to listen to the body. Because in Western culture, we revere the intellect so much that people are often disembodied heads, and they're walking around in their heads mainly, and they're not even aware of their bodies. You know, so that's why I love yoga so much, and dance, and anything that moves the body, because it brings your awareness out of your head and into your body. so that you can begin to listen to it talking to you. Now, your body talks to you all the time. Your GI tract gives you messages. There's actual, it's called the enteric nervous system, the brain and the gut, which has the same neurotransmitters that are in the brain that are in the gut. So it gives you signals about, is this person safe to get involved with? You know, does this person feel good? You know, to be able to check in with the body, with the gut, and begin to incorporate that into your decision-making process, whatever, always. I mean, if you forget anything else in this interview, always remember to listen to your gut. You know, ask yourself, what does my gut say about it, rather than just the head and all the good reasons or bad reasons why to go ahead or not to go ahead with something. Listen to your body. Now, we're given these beautiful bodies, you know, on Earth to learn about, really, because the spirit is in the body, you see, and it's temporarily housed in the body while we're here. And I look at life as a spiritual experience, and emotional freedom, I'm presenting this book as emotions as a path to spiritual awakening. I mean, that is the point. You know, that's the message of the book. It's not just emotions are difficult and suffering and we have to get rid of them or overcome them. That's not my point of view. My point of view is to learn how to work with the energies of emotions to transform difficult energies into something more positive. And it doesn't mean glossing over emotions. It means feeling them, harmonizing with them, learning from them, and then not being stuck in them, transforming them, you know, rather quickly. So it's an alchemical process of transforming metal into gold. But it takes a certain courage. You know, the people who are attracted to this book have a yearning to be free. You see, you have to have that yearning. If you feel you're fine in your life and there's no problems, then God bless. You know, go keep going in your direction. But many people that I see on my book tour and all over the country are yearning to be free. They don't want to do it the old way anymore. They don't want to, you know, just be stuck in the medical model of emotions and be treated with medications or, you know, heady psychotherapy, you know, that kind of thing, you know, without bringing in the spirit. It's hard for me as a psychiatrist to understand how deep healing occurs without the spirit being included. You know, it's hard for me to get that. But, you know, during my traditional medical training, I never heard the word spirituality. It was never brought up, you know. And you think about it, why are we here? And from my vantage point, because I incorporate spirituality into my work and my writings, it's about how we can open the heart, how we can use every experience to spiritually grow. Everything you experience in life is a spiritual experience. You wake up, you go out the door. If you look at it in the proper way and to see everything as an opportunity to grow, open your heart and master various things that could be holding you down, such as fear or anxiety, then the world takes on a very different slant. You know, I look at everything in my life. As I practice the principles of this book, I look at everything in my life as the challenge, you know, for me to grow strong, for me to be centered in the midst of chaos, no matter what's happening, for me to be able to let go of things quickly rather than letting them fester in my body. That's very important to me, you see, because I'm what's called an intuitive empath. I'm very, and this is an emotional type I talk about in the book, where I'm very sensitive and open, but I tend to be an emotional sponge where I sponge up, you know, other people's energy and negativity and so forth. So I've had to learn how to develop strategies, which I present in the book, so I don't absorb. And I'm able to enjoy my empathy, but not to take on the negativity of the world. And if I do take it on, to let it go quickly. The skill of letting something go quickly rather than having it lodge in you is a very important emotional skill, and it's something that appeals to me because it makes me free when things don't build up. You know, I can feel emotional energy build up in my body, and I always ask myself, where is this coming from? Where am I getting hooked, and how can I let it go as quickly as possible? So I don't let it build up in my body. You don't want a lot of negative emotions building up in your body, because it can wreak havoc with all the organs and decrease your serotonin, the natural antidepressant in the body. You want to be able to, you know, let go of things and have a mindful awareness of, all right, I'm feeling angry. What am I angry at? Now, all right, let me deal with it. Let me face how I can transform this energy rather than holding on to self-righteous anger, even though I know I'm right. You know, that kind of thing. And you see, that's the path to freedom. That's why I wanted to write this book. That's why it appealed to me. So I want to be spacious inside. And I know that you get spacious by doing this emotional work. And when you get spacious, you can have wonder, you can have joy, you can have playfulness, you can have a lightness of being. You're not all bogged down, you see. And that's part of the attraction of this book. If that's what you're looking for in your life, then this book will give you that.
You know, what's great is that you talk about stopping, just wait a second, don't get caught in the existing part. Come back and start living. And how important is it, Judith, that we ask ourselves questions and ask, wait, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling this? Who makes me feel this way? You know, how important is stopping and asking ourselves questions?
Yes, the mindfulness, you know, the mindful approach to emotions. That's what I'm talking about here, where, especially with the emotional vampires, that chapter in the book seems to be the most popular. You know, as I'm going around the country, that's what people can relate to the most. In addition to the emotional type chapter, which talks about how not to absorb negative energy into your body if you're an emotional sponge, you see, but people need to know if they're being drained by others. Now, to be able to ask yourself, who's draining me? Why are they draining me? Why am I so susceptible to it? And what can I do about it? You see, those questions are important to ask yourself if you want to free yourself, you know, rather than just running scared. You know, of people who threaten you or who bring you down, you know, or criticize you, they're different emotional vampires I talk about in the book. The victim, for instance, the poor me person who is just full of self-pity and going around in circles and always saying yes, but when you present solutions. You see, so you have to learn how to set clear limits and boundaries with this person, you know, and say, you know, I love you, you're my friend, but I can only listen for a few minutes if you don't want to get into solutions. And you have to be able to say that. It's a very healthy thing to say in friendships, you know, to be able to say that and then create healthier relationships with people. I know it's very hard to do this, you know, because people are afraid of opening up their mouths and they're afraid of being impolite and they're afraid of losing their friends. And you know, there's a lot of fear about speaking up in relationships. But let me tell you, yeah, as an emotional empath, someone who absorbs negative energy, I have learned to really guard my energy around people. And so I've had to learn how to set very clear limits and boundaries with them. It's a healthy thing. It protects my energy. I only have so much in a day, and I really want to, you know, experience a lot of happiness every day. That's important to me. And so part of that, you know, is that I need to set clear limits and boundaries and say no to people, you know, a lot. But, you know, I want to express to everyone the way to do that is that you have to do it from a calm, centered, loving place when you say no. You know, it's people aren't used to that approach with the no word. You know, they're used to being punished by it, you see. But if you present it, you know, oh, no, I'm so sorry, I can't do that. No, I love you, but I can't. I'm just too tired or whatever. But you just come from a place of love. You say it in a very succinct way, and then you go on to another topic. You see, that's the key with emotional vampires. You do not want to get into a big confrontive dialogue. You don't want to have a snippy, angry, or whiny tone with them. You know, because that creates a different type of interaction. You will not get results that way. You'll just be enacting some sort of old family dynamic that will get nowhere. You know, so if you want results, you can try my techniques, but really practice and master your tone of voice. It's very critical to master the tone of voice because the voice is energy, and how you convey something, particularly difficult things, it can be heard better when your tone of voice is good. Now, very critical.
You know, and folks, we're having a great, great conversation with Dr. Judith Orloff. She is the best-selling author of Emotional Freedom, Liberate Yourself from Negative Emotions, and Transform Your Life. Her website is drjudithorloff.com. That's drjudithorloff.com. If you're listening live right next to the media player, You will find a picture of the book, Emotional Freedom. You can click on it and get your copy right now from Amazon. If you're not listening live, you can just click on Judith's name. It'll take you right to her website, drjudithorloff.com, and you can shop around and browse around. And don't worry, it opens a brand new window. In either case, it opens a brand new window. Doesn't interfere with the show at all, so you could actually browse around drjudithorloff.com while you listen to this brilliant woman speak. We're going to take a quick break. Can you believe half the show's over already? Before the show, I quickly connected with Judith, and I said, hey, this is going to be the quickest hour, and it always goes so fast. When we get back, I promise you I'll get some of your feedback, and we'll have some more conversation with Dr. Judith Orloff. But meanwhile, while we're on break, a couple minutes, I want you to make sure you check out drjudithorloff.com or click on the picture of the book, Emotional Freedom, right next to the player and pick up a copy. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. We'll be right back.
A Better Today, the Empowerment Company, is the proud sponsor of Empowered Living, dedicated to the empowerment of humanity. A Better Today continues to expand its arsenal of powerful tools that are designed to empower individuals, groups, and communities. Led by its president, Steve Maraboli, and backed by a community of people across the globe, A Better Today has empowerment programs running in over 35 countries. For more information on A Better Today, its charities, programs, and events by Steve Maraboli, please visit abettertoday.com. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our popular free newsletter. That's abettertoday.com.
Hi, this is Kenny Chesney for RAV. There are a lot of things we have no control of in life, but that doesn't include drunk driving. Be smart. If you drink, don't drive. Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? I'm Andrew Hoffman. I invented the Lost Cat Magnet. Just turn it on and Lost Cat stick to it. Just listen to one satisfied cat. That's proof. You should invent stuff too. But remember, don't do a Lost Cat Magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Byron Katie, and you're listening to Empowered Living with Steve Maraboli.
What up in the morning when I wake up, even before I fill my coffee cup, I said, thank you, thank you. What if I looked at the day and the hours ahead, and before I moved forward I bowed my head and said, thank you, oh I said thank you. What if I looked at my life in a different way, took a little more time to stop and pray. I know it would change all the moments in between, so here I go.
Back, you're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Make sure you check out our website, abettertoday.com. That's where you'll find all our stuff we've got going on all over the world, including 46 other countries other than the U.S. We've got clothing drives, food drives, blood drives. We've got empowered women centers and programs all over the world. So check out abettertoday.com. You can check out all our corporate stuff at stevemaraboli.com. And every single show we have ever done is available 100% free at empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. We've got an archive of today's great thinkers and communicators, amazing people just like Dr. Judith Orloff, who share their insight and wisdom with all of us, available 100% free at empoweredlivingradio.com. The only thing I ask is that you share. Do not let today end that you don't tell at least three people in your circle, in your community, about Dr. Judith Orloff. Don't tell at least three people about the fantastic book, Emotional Freedom. Do not let today end that you don't share, share, share. And again, they're all available for you 100% free. Dr. Judith Orloff's website is drjudithorloff.com. Her book is Emotional Freedom, Liberate Yourself from Negative Emotions and Transform Your Life. What a fantastic conversation we're having. We're going to go to some feedback. We're going to start with Caroline. Caroline is in Texas, and she writes, Steve, thank you so much for a great show and for having Dr. Orloff on. I love her books. Can you please ask her? Dr. Orloff, Steve is always talking about finding the message in the mess. Do our fears and anxieties also have a message for us? And please thank her in advance.
Absolutely. You're very welcome, by the way. And I'm going to be at the Unity of Dallas on April 3rd if this listener is anywhere near Dallas. So that's on my website. But yes, anxiety and fears have a message for us. That's the message of the book, is to be able to ask yourself, now, what is this anxiety? How can I learn from it? What can it teach me about myself? And how can I let it go? For instance, am I taking on the anxieties of my mother without even knowing it? To be aware of that so you can let go of that. Or am I anxious about not being successful because of some negative message I was given in my childhood? Now, to be able to ask you what the message is in the fear and anxiety and pray, what is the message so that you know it and you can see it? So you could understand and be compassionate with it and be able to transform it rather than getting stuck. Because if you don't do, as this listener said, looking for the messages in your emotions, then the emotions will be running in you subterranean. So you won't get the messages, and there will just be confusion in terms of energy in your system. The emotions, they need to surface to awareness. And then you can ask yourself, what is the message? And then once you know what it is, you can work with it.
That's a really great thing to point out, is the message that comes with them. And I'm so glad that we're on having this conversation, because as I'm seeing the feedback, I could only imagine what wonderful conversations you're having with the people that you are meeting in the story. It must be an incredible experience to know, Dr. Orloff, that your words are helping so many people out there.
I can't tell you how gratifying it is for me. I get emails all the time from people saying that I read Emotional Freedom and it saved my life. I had a woman, write me yesterday, it saved her life. And, so I can't tell you. I mean, that's why I do this. How gratifying that is for me. And my readers have been so generous in giving me feedback like that. As an author and a healer, I can't tell you how important that is to receive the feedback, because it took me about 4 years to write Emotional Freedom. And what that means is that that's 4 years of being in a room alone basically writing, you see. So, it's all, with me and my heart and my connection, to the emotions and learning and so forth. But it's a very kind of solitary existence. And then when the book comes out and I'm shot out into the universe going around talking to hundreds and thousands of people, and I'm getting the kind of feedback that I'm getting, it's a beautiful, beautiful affirmation for me. And I thank everyone who has been sending me so generously. I get presents in my office from people, not big presents. I get little sparkly things that fall out of, envelopes. I get these amazing thank you notes, all the time. It's something I really appreciate. I mean, I'm a big believer in gratitude, and I'm able to receive it, thank goodness.
Yes, thank goodness. And folks, we're going to keep going with the more feedback today. Well, Instant Messenger's screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. We'll go with Michelle. Michelle's in Cincinnati, and she writes, Steve, excellent show today. Love Dr. Orloff's work as well. Could you please ask her about relationships? I know this is a hot topic. Is she saying that you can actually have a 100% happy relationship? Well, how do we deal with depression? How do we deal with jealousy? How do we deal with past issues? Can we really get past this? we love each other so much, but sometimes it doesn't seem like we like each other too much. I know I'm not the only one in this boat. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great, honest question. I mean, this person has done a lot of work, a lot of awareness with him or herself. And it's true, you don't like your partner all the time. That's the nature of relationships. You might love them, and you might have made the sacred contract with them to be with them. And you know, relationships shine the light on dark issues once you get over the first year of projection and the honeymoon period. And that's the nature of relationships. You know, first you need to accept relationships are teachers, and the relationships help you to open your heart more and more and more and more. And it helps you to see what your issues are so you could begin to work on them. And with any relationship, I always say look at the other person as a teacher. You know, what are they teaching me about opening my heart? What are they teaching me about learning to set clear limits and boundaries with them? You know, what are they teaching me about saying, no, that behavior doesn't feel good? You know, we have to work on that. You know, what are they teaching me about all of this? You know, that my partner's draining my energy. What do I do then? It's about being, and all of that comes up in relationship. But the great thing that I think I'm talking about in this book is that if you have the excitement about dealing with it all, even if it's uncomfortable, because you want to be free, you want to love this person. I mean, I just had a relationship, an issue come up in my relationship where I loved this as a friend. I love this person so much, but I wasn't getting through to her. And our relationship was going downhill, and we weren't communicating well, and it wasn't going in any way I would like. And I love this person, but I don't like her very much right now. You know, because that's just, you know, how, you know, she's being very controlling and manipulative, you know, and angry and critical, you know, and all of these things. How do you love somebody, you know, and how do you, what do you say to someone? How do you express your own needs with that person, you know, when things aren't going, you know, in a smooth way? And this is the nature of love, you know, to how to figure out these things. And yes, it is possible to be happy, but you have to be able to keep stretching your heart and tuning into your intuition to say, how can I reach this person? You know, what can I say? What can I do to get through to them? Or maybe it's just time to take a little break and not keep hammering the same issues over and over again. Maybe it's time to take a break from a friend or a break from an issue. You know, sometimes it's wisdom just to, you know, take a cooling off period, you know, rather than hammering the same thing over and over again. You see, so it just depends, you know. If you're, you know, dealing with depression, I know this listener talked about depression. Go to the depression chapter. There are a number of strategies to use to counter depression. And, you know, just know that the most important relationship you're ever going to have is with yourself. And so, you know, working with the self is part of the emotional freedom practice. You know, yes, happiness is possible, and yes, relationships require a lot of work, but I think it's well worth it in terms of seeing relationships as teachers, you see, and not blaming other people for things. I hope that helps her.
I think that doesn't. So I often hear you talking about awareness and balance, being vital, I guess.
Oh, it's always balance, and it's always, you know, if things are going bad and everything you're doing isn't working, stop. You know, just stop. Take a few steps back. Meditate. A technique I talk about in the book is the 3-minute meditation where you learn how to calm yourself down so you're not just reactive. You know, emotional freedom is not being reactive when your buttons get pushed. So if the relationship is pushing your buttons and you're reacting because you're angry, then that isn't the way to approach it. You know, you want to take a break. That's being off-center. When you're just reacting when your buttons are pushed, that's being off-center. So when I notice that I get off-center, I say, all right, I'm off-center. Take a few steps back. Go meditate. Practice the 3-minute meditation. Take a few deep breaths. Calm yourself down. Begin to focus on the heart again so you make sure you're coming from that place and not from desperation or fear or old wounds. You know, to come from your strength. And if you are coming from desperation or old wounds, then that's the great thing about, you know, therapy. I mean, as a psychiatrist, I'm a big believer in psychotherapy if you find the right person. And I want to say I have a resource page on my website that has a number of organizations that are wonderful, you know, supportive organizations. The, you know, American Association of Energy Psychology, you know, where they're spiritual psychotherapists basically that have national referrals. You know, if you need help, you know, with your issues, it's good to have somebody who's spiritually and energetically oriented. You know, because if you go to a traditional therapist, they might not understand the nuances of what we're talking about today. You see, so you've got to go to the right person. But if you notice you're stuck in your issues with the relationship, then please don't hesitate to ask for help. It's a beautiful thing, you know, to say, I need the help now. But you have to find the right person so you can connect. And then that can help you and it can help the relationship.
Folks, we're having a great conversation with Dr. Judith Orloff. She is the author of Emotional Freedom, Liberate Yourself from Negative Emotions and Transform Your Life. In the book, she presents a revolutionary way to face difficult emotions using practical tools, exercises, and self-care techniques drawn from the fields of biology, intuitive medicine, and traditional psychology. Her website is drjudithorloff.com. Or if you're listening live, you could see a picture of the book, Emotional Freedom, right next to the media player. You can click on it and get your copy or a couple copies at Amazon, and it doesn't interfere with the show at all, so feel free to click away and enjoy. Judith, with your experience in psychology, do you feel that we'll ever get to the point where, yeah, intuitive medicine and biology, it becomes commonplace that they're all put together in total treatment of the person?
I do. Actually, I'm very optimistic about that because that's part of my mission is to, you know, help educate healthcare providers about how to do this. And I give courses. I actually have a CD called Becoming an Intuitive Healer, which is also on Amazon, which is a course for healthcare professionals that I gave about how to incorporate intuition and energy medicine into patient care called Becoming an Intuitive Healer. And so if for those of you who are interested in applying intuition in the healing arts, whatever you are, from clergy to nurse to hospice worker to teacher, now that's a great CD set to get. But I'm going around educating people and healthcare professionals about, you know, how to incorporate intuition, energy medicine, you know, to help people. And I think, you know, in the last decade in particular, since I've been traveling around and lecturing, I've seen such advances in the healthcare system, and holistic health is getting, or complementary medicine as it's called, you know, more often, you know, is getting such a wonderful acceptance in traditional hospitals now. There's so many hospitals that have integrative medical centers. I mean, just UCLA, where I'm on staff, you know, in psychiatry, I give a workshop once a year in October to the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center, you know, at UCLA, which is amazing, based on mindfulness techniques, where I could go into a very traditional university and talk about what we're talking about now and have all kinds of staff, faculty, lay people, you know, from the community come and want to learn. So what I've been seeing is a hunger to learn. And what dismays me is I get a lot of letters from residents, psychiatric residents in training, medical interns who are saying they want to drop out because they're so dissatisfied with how they've been taught because the programs they're in aren't incorporating this, you know. And it's very hard these days, if you have an awareness of all this, to go in the traditional medical system if it doesn't include it. You know, it's a terrible feeling. But I encourage everyone in that position to, you know, reach out to kindred souls. I mean, there's so many integrative medicine programs around, and if you don't have one in your training program, I mean, just go on my website and go to the Resource Center so you can reach out to like-minded spirits and finish your training because we need you. You know, we need to have people who have this sensibility because then you could help others, you know. And so, you know, I feel honored to be able to teach residents and teach medical students and help them through this process, which I think is so important. I mean, my dream is to have everything we're talking about today on the show as part of the psychiatric training process, you know, as doctors are going through medical school and their various residency programs. It would be fantastic.
Absolutely. And folks, again, we're talking with Dr. Judith Orloff. She is the author of Emotional Freedom, Liberate Yourself from Negative Emotions and Transform Your Life. Let's go with Jonathan. Jonathan's in Vermont, and he writes, Steve, great show today. Could you please ask the good doctor what we could do for our kids. A lot of the stuff that we are reading in these type of books are books that help us adults undo some of the damage we've caused ourselves. I want to help my children avoid this type of thing. Could you please ask the good doctor how we could help our children learn emotional freedom and keep with it from a young age?
Oh, that's such a beautiful question. I do a lot of educating parents and helping children. I actually gave a book signing in Miami, and a woman brought her little baby. She must have been 5 months old to my signing, and the book somehow got in the baby carriage, and it looked like the little baby was reading it. It was so cute. It was just adorable, and I said, oh, gosh. You know, and she goes, oh, don't worry, I'm going to be reading this book to my baby as she grows up. You know, and that's the point, is you want to model what I'm teaching in the book. If you can, you know, just every day, little by little, work to master fear, you know, work to set limits, set healthy limits with energy vampires, learning how to trust your intuition. When you model this, you can teach your children this. Most important, parents have to be the change they want to see. You model it. Children are like little ducks, you know, with their mothers. They do what their parents do. There's one thing to give lip service, but it's another thing to model some of this. So if the parents can work with the principles in the book and begin to free themselves, and then in a very simple way, you can talk to your children about intuition. Say, it's good to trust your gut. Tell me what you're feeling. But thing that parents do that is not helpful is they tend to put too much emphasis on it, and they make too big a deal of it, and then the child will rebel. They don't want that, you know, especially the teenagers. So you have to keep it really light, you know, and just say, you know, I'm trusting my gut. Use yourself as an example, and then your child will go, you know, I felt that way too. What do you think of this? So keep it light, but begin to educate in a very playful way with children. Don't be heavy-handed. Because I've had parents who've read my book and read my other books on intuition, like Second Sight, and they start, you know, using their intuitive abilities a lot with their children. And you know, I say this respectfully, but they start forcing it on them, you know, because they believe in it so much. And that's the wrong approach, because the child will rebel, you know, and you don't want to force anything on anybody. You want to just have a light approach with children and just talk to them. And one thing I love is, you know, to talk about dreams around the breakfast room table with your children. You know, to make it a safe place. You know, what did you dream about? Oh, my God, what do you think that meant? You know, and then have it be fun. You want to make it fun.
Oh, that's great. And being the change, you know, and that Gandhi quote really does serve us, because it is. And the best way to teach is definitely to be that, to live that. And I think that must become a topic in your conversations a lot, is telling people to really get – understand the psychology, understand the philosophy, understand the concept of it, but then gotta put it into action. You can't just want and understand. You really have to put it into action into your life.
You do, and I stress in the book, particularly in the frustration chapter, transforming frustration with patience, is that you need to go out in the ordinary world and practice patience. And seek out situations that you know will be frustrating, and go in there and do it a different way. So one exercise I have for people is to go to stand in the longest, most irritating line they could find, you know, in the market and the bank and the DMV, but do it in a different way. You do it instead of being angry, snippy, irritable, pushy. You go there with the intention of coming from your heart and being relaxed and being calm, and letting people, or one person at least, go in front of you, and then creating a positive energy in the line, and you'll see the power of that to calm people down, to create a positive environment in that line so it moves faster. It's a great exercise if you practice patience in a long line, not painful patience, but, you know, just accepting the fact you're going to be patient and not fighting it, and then having fun with it, then you can see the effect just that one action has on people around you. I mean, just if you want to see, go out today, do it, let somebody in, let a harried mother in with 5 children and a big shopping cart. You know, just say, no, go before me. You know, it's fine. And see the look on her face. You know, it's well worth it. You know, you will get so much positive energy coming back at you if you let that mother in with that big shopping cart and 5 children. You make her, you know, you serve her. You know, you make the line an opportunity to help her out a little bit. And then she'll remember that, because it's so shocking, unfortunately. You know, it's so shocking to give acts of kindness to people. They don't, you know, really expect it. So, but in a way, that's good because then you can take them by surprise and then they'll remember it. And then maybe, who knows, that mother might let somebody else in one day, but somebody's got to start this cycle, so it might as well be you.
I love that, and that's just something you brought up before. How important are service and gratitude in this whole thing? Dr. Orloff, you've been doing this for a long time. You've shared with millions of people around the world, and in your own life, how important have service and gratitude really been in this journey?
Oh, you know, service has saved my life. You know, I mean, I talk about techniques to use when you're the most upset, and the technique that has helped me, you know, significantly is when I'm upset, when I'm frustrated, when I'm disappointed, is just to do something nice for somebody else, to do anonymous service. Anonymous service is so great because you don't want any rewards. It's not like you're giving money and you get thanks for it. It's just you do it in the moment to help someone, and the reward you will get is the look in their eyes, the positive energy that's coming back into your body to heal you, the freedom you will feel. You know, but I want to say, when you're upset, when you're depressed, when you're tired, the last thing your mind wants to do is to do anonymous service. It's just, oh, I'm too tired. I'm going to wait until I feel better. You know, that's what the mind says. You see, but try and overcome that and do it anyways, even if you don't feel like it, because then you'll reap the positive results. You see, it's giving service opens the heart. Opening the heart is the source of positive energy and healing. So whenever you can open the heart, that decreases anxiety or fear or worry. You see, so always the key is what strategies can you use to open your heart so the healing energy can pour through you and heal that emotion. And anonymous service opens the heart. So I hope everyone remembers that. But just be aware that the mind might fight it. You know, the mind, you know, tired, you don't feel like doing it. But do it anyways and just experiment to see how you feel in terms of the emotional freedom you get from that, and plus the other person, and it'll really help them and make them happy.
So you were talking earlier about how when you were going through your schooling for psychology, for psychiatry, they didn't really talk about the spiritual or intuitive impact at all. How has, over the course of these years, how has your understanding of humanity and our ability to heal and our emotional abilities, how has that changed throughout the years?
Well, I guess what's changed the most is the enormous effect that personal change can have on the world. You know, I've seen that over and over and over again, where people are in their lives, let's say in Wichita or, you know, anywhere in the, you know, the center of the country, a little town here, a little town there. There's somebody in that little town overcoming their fear that day, you know, and that action has a ripple effect on everyone in the world. You see, it doesn't matter where you are. You know, if you say no to fear just once, that creates light, and that light beams out to all of us. I mean, you've got to trust that. And the interconnectedness of the world, I think, is being ever more apparent. You know, you look at Japan, and you look at how a earthquake can affect the oceans and how that ripple effect literally can cause fear and tsunami threats, you know, thousands and thousands of miles away because we're connected by the water of oceans, and we're connected by our hearts. I mean, the world is not that big of a place, really. And so the action on one side of the world can affect people on the other side of the world. And the oceans are just symbolic. I mean, our bodies are mainly water, you know, so our bodies are connected to the oceans. And the intuitive truth is that we are all connected, and this is a point of realization. You know, this is a point of realization. If everyone knows this, this can change so much. People are in denial about this. They think if they do something over here, it won't affect other people. But on an intuitive, energetic standpoint, your triumph over fear will help my heart to open. You see, your actions with the environment over here will help or hinder, you know, my tree and my yard over there. You see, it's all connected, and this is liberating, and we have to penetrate that denial that this isn't true, because that denial, that delusion is destroying, could destroy the earth.
Wow, folks, what a great conversation we've been having with Dr. Judith Orloff. She's the author of Emotional Freedom. In Emotional Freedom, Dr. Orloff offers a four-pronged approach for transforming each of the seven most difficult emotions, fear, frustration, loneliness, anxiety, depression, jealousy, and anger to create a positive, life-affirming outlook no matter what you face. She provides action steps to reprogram your biology to respond in a different way, to uncover the spiritual meaning of your emotions, change the energetic power and effects of emotion, explore the emotion from a psychological perspective, and again, her website is drjudithorloff.com, and the name of the book is Emotional Freedom, Liberate Yourself from Negative Emotions and Transform Your Life. I told you, Judith, that it would go fast. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and thank you so much for sharing your insight and wisdom with all of our listeners.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was an honor. And I just want to say that with the purchase of the book, I have 100 free gifts on my website that everybody can click on to get, you know, gifts from Deepak Chopra, from myself, Dr. Daniel Amen, Marcy Shymoff, Joe Vitale. So it's all there with the book. You can get everyone get the 100 free gifts. They're beautiful gifts, downloadable gifts.
Thank you so much again for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. Folks, I want you to make sure that you check out DrJudithOrloff.com. That's DrJudithOrloff.com. The name of the book is Emotional Freedom. Liberate yourself from negative emotions and transform your life. If you're listening live, you can click on the picture of the book and get yourself a copy, a couple of copies, or go to the website and get those free gifts. Get the free gifts. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, Truth, and Being Free. Folks, it's always great to have great conversations with people and get the word out. And I appreciate people coming on the show and sharing information about their books and what they're up to. And I so hope that the information they share could help you. Make sure that you help others as well. Reach out and touch other people's lives. Reach out and connect with those folks. And we've talked about this type of thing and being emotionally fit on this show before. And I hope you understand that you are. You are the one in charge. You are the one who has the power to change your life. You don't have to be in that rut. You don't have to be in that situation. You don't have to be in that negativity. You don't have to. You do not have to. You can make the changes today. It's not always going to be easy. Actually, most often, it's not easy. But the right thing to do and the hard thing to do are usually the same thing. And you will recognize that when you go through it, when you stop being a victim and stop going through your own story in your life about how you're a victim, and you start paying attention, you start changing what your diet is. And I'm not just talking about food. I'm talking about your people diet, whose energy you're allowing into your body, whose energy you're allowing to take from you, what kind of people you are feeding your environment with. When you take control of that, you can create a beautiful environment, a beautiful environment and garden that can grow the way you want it to. No longer waiting for everyone else to soil and to poison your garden, but instead recognizing that you and you alone are the creator of that garden. You and you alone are the one responsible for your own emotional freedom. So get out there and make a change. Folks, only a one-hour show today. But we'll be back next week with some more two-hour shows, and I'll be sure to talk to you all about everything that's happening. We'll talk about what's going on in the world. We're talking about our power to impact this world, our power to change your life, to change your relationships. We got some great shows coming up. So I'm gonna get going. But listen, I want you all to participate today. Never forget that power of one. No matter what you're doing today, you've got a couple of seconds to send a text. You've got a couple of seconds to send an email. You've got a couple of seconds to call somebody and tell them you love them, you appreciate them. Get out there and participate. Do not let another day go by. Folks, do not let another day go by. We have a limited number of days. I don't know how many we have, but I do know that we're using up one of them today. So what are you going to do with that day? Make it count. Get out there and participate in your dreams. Don't just dream them. Participate in them. Help someone else. Participate in their dream. Participate in your relationship. Participate in your love. Get out there and live, folks. This life is something so precious that we're blessed with. Don't just exist through it. Get out there and live through it. Don't just survive through it. Get out there and thrive through it. Get out there. And while you're out there, never forget, this New Yorker loves you, appreciates you, and I'm out there doing the same thing. We're all on the same team and in this together. Never, ever forget that. And never forget the power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. We'll see you next time.
A Better Today would like to thank you for listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free.